Friends, you have all assembled here to discuss how to live a happy and healthy life. Everyone wants to live a happy, healthy, harmonious life. For that, one has to understand what is the deep-rooted cause of our losing our health, losing our peace, losing our harmony. And this is what was discovered by the great healer of this country, Gautama the Buddha, a great scientist who made a research of the interaction between mind and matter, the constant interaction going on between mind and matter, how the mind keeps on influencing the matter, how the matter keeps on influencing the mind, how the mind stimulates the origination of the matter, how the matter stimulates the origination of the mind. And without knowing what is happening deep inside within ourselves, one keeps on reacting in a wrong way, making oneself unhealthy, making oneself miserable, making oneself a sick person, miserable person. Exploring the reality of this mind and matter phenomena, he found out the way how to come out of the misery, not only the misery of this life, but the misery of lives after lives. The wrong behavior pattern of generating cravings, aversions, out of ignorance, moha, craving, aversion, raga, dosa. One keeps on multiplying one's misery, keeps on multiplying one's ill health. By observing this reality at the deepest level of the mind, one starts changing this behavior pattern. One starts coming out of this mad reaction of craving and aversion. One starts coming out of all the illnesses of the mind. And this is vipassana. Making use of this wonderful technique to free himself, to liberate himself from all the miseries, out of infinite compassion, he started distributing it to all the suffering people. We are fortunate. This wonderful technique, which was lost to this country, has come back to this country. And you all assembled to understand this technique. By practicing it and now understanding the theoretical aspect of it, 10 days practice gives you just a very rough outline. It's a very deep subject, very deep subject. A very long journey, however long the journey may be, you have started, you have taken the first step, and step by step, you are bound to reach the final goal. The final goal where there is no misery at all, no illness at all. Understanding all the intricacies of this mind-matter phenomena and coming out of the wrong behavior pattern which makes us ill all the time. Every moment one keeps on generating either craving or aversion. Every moment one keeps on generating misery for oneself, illness for oneself, that behavior pattern has to be changed at the root level. There was a great physician, a great surgeon, 25 centuries back by the name of Jivaka. He was very popular, very famous. Many diseases which were incurable were cured by this person. And when he came in contact with Buddha, and understood what this person is teaching, he bowed down before him, became his disciple. I felt that I am the greatest surgeon of this country, I am the greatest physician of this country. Now I find the enlightened one is the biggest surgeon, Sallakattu. He cuts out the deepest complexes of the mind at the root level. He is the biggest physician. He takes out the root of all the miseries, all the illnesses, and shows one the path to reach the stage which is free from all the miseries. Nibbanam Paramam Sukham. And yes, this enlightened person was the greatest physician that the world has produced, the greatest surgeon that the world has produced. And we are fortunate that we have received back his technique, which was lost from this country. All of you who have taken first step on the path, may you all progress on the path, make much deeper study of the entire mind-matter phenomena, understand the deep-rooted cause of all the illnesses, all the miseries, and understand how to eradicate this deep-rooted cause so that you come out of all the miseries, you live a happy, harmonious, healthy life, and you help others to come out of the misery, to live a real happy life, real harmonious life, a real healthy life. May Vipassana spread around the world. May the Dhamma, free from all sectarianism, free from all rites, rituals, dogmas, blind faiths, philosophies, may pure Dhamma, the law of nature, spread around the world for the good of many, for the benefit of many. May all be happy. May all be healthy. May all be peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. Bhavat sarva mangalam. Bhavat sarva mangalam.